Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Till.
Shout if I didn't know any better.
Porter Ruth.
On May the 12th, 1938, there was an air of expectancy in the old mosque there in Richmond, Virginia, just as there is an air of expectancy here this afternoon and in these sessions of the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. John R. Sampey gaveled the meeting to order, and Dr. Douglas Southall Freeman, famed journalist and biographer, brought the response on the part of Virginians. There was a report that afternoon calling for more attention to church music, and I thought of that a moment ago as we heard this very fine Baptist Hour choir. There was a report of another committee calling for Southern Baptists to be more concerned about the education of Negro ministers. There were other reports looking out into the world in which we live. And toward the end of that first day, a pastor from Georgia by the name of S.F. Lowe presented the following petition. We, the undersigned messengers, and he had the names of some of the outstanding leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention of that day, including Pat Neff and others, we, the undersigned messengers to this session of the Southern Baptist Convention, make the following recommendation: that the convention appoint a committee of seven, none of whom shall be a member or an employee of any Southwide board or agency of the convention, who shall make a careful study of the advisability of using the radio regularly in broadcasting our Baptist message. And second, that the executive committee be authorized to cooperate with the radio committee of seven in putting into operation such plans for broadcast during the year as meet the approval of the executive committee, provided, and this was interesting to me, the executive committee shall not use any funds of the cooperative program in so doing. The executive committee was very considerate and very helpful, and they voted to make $200 available for the radio committee. More than a quarter of a century later, we are gathered here this afternoon to dedicate this first facility designed specifically for the production and distribution of religious radio and television, which through the cooperation of the Foreign Mission Board will make possible programs which shall be heard all around the world. As I suggested a moment ago, following that first meeting in Richmond in 1938, an expenditure of $200 was authorized, and this did not include any cooperative program money. In contrast to that, think of the meeting held in Dallas this morning when the executive committee recommended the provision of $1,100,000 for the Radio and Television Commission, including the capital funds which are making possible this facility. In its meeting last year, it made provisions through the cooperative program for the erection of this facility with the funds to be paid over a three-year period, but authority was given to borrow against this, so what you see here is yours, and you can feel perfectly at home. The objective of the Radio and Television Commission, as stated in their program statement, is to support the Southern Baptist Convention, and that means the churches, in its task of bringing men to God through Christ by preaching the gospel over radio and television, and by assisting the churches and their pastors, other General Baptist bodies, and the agencies of the Southern Baptist Convention in the proper use of their radio and television opportunities. And it's interesting to note, in this day when all of us are becoming so communication conscious, and when we are looking ahead with all of the new frontiers which are being made, and we're thinking of others which will be made even this week, that the statement goes on to define preaching as including not only actual sermons in traditional form, but also dramatic performances, interviews, panel discussions, as well as whatever music will prove to be necessary and essential to the productions undertaken by are assigned to the Radio and Television Commission. It embraces a great variety of educational, inspirational, and promotional material. Whatever the program type or format, and this we would underline, its purpose will be to strengthen the work of the local churches as much as possible and have as the end result the bringing of men to God through Christ. To say this afternoon that the Radio and Television Commission prepared and distributed 79,984 individual broadcasts in 1964, are presented 22 regular programs over 1,732 stations, only to me and I feel to you reflects the confidence of a reasonable but critical industry in the type of programs which have been presented. For unless they are the type of programs people will watch and people will listen to, the industry will not present them. A recent study indicates that radio reaches 66% and television 64% of all U.S. homes each day. This percentage will certainly increase with the passing of the years. As a matter of fact, the early bird satellite brings the whole world in the front gate when we step on the front porch. This facility will mean that Southern Baptists will be in a better position to make an effective witness for Christ in keeping with its program objective. May this afternoon all of us join in dedicating this facility to that end.